In case of an accident, call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. Drive safe. Spend less.
When it comes to money, I often lie awake at night, full of questions. Will we have enough in the college fund for the kids? Should we refinance the house? Is there more we could do to save on our taxes, especially throughout the year? I want to know we're doing everything we can to make the most of what we have.
A CPA spends years preparing for moments just like these. When the right financial advice is essential, talk to a CPA. Visit 360taxes.org for information. Brought to you by the AICPA's Private Companies Practice Section.
Mizzou basketball on KTRS is brought to you in part by PM Barbecue. Keep it on KTRS for every game with the Missouri Tigers. PM Barbecue is your official Mizzou tailgate barbecue on the Big 550 KTRS.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
Then you should have a career in radio.
In my car, I got everything that a man could want. I got more.
Biggest laugh of the day in the studio, I can tell you that. Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. As we approach 515, that means it's time to play the Harris Challenge. It's the most fun you can have with your radio on. If you have not played in the last month or so, you can call now at 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, and on your cell phone, star KTRS. Dan will line up the contestants, and then we'll go. Later on in this hour, Mike Evans will be along from Hollywood with some gossip stuff, and I've got a great, I mean, great batch of knuckleheads in the news for you today. But let's get right into the challenge and meet contestant number one. Hello, Jim.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to the Harris Challenge. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, get to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal good.
I really don't have anything. Just hopefully everybody has a good weekend.
All right. With 62 degrees tomorrow, it's going to be hard not to have a good weekend.
Yeah.
By the way, exactly. On Wednesday morning when I was filling in for McGraw, I declared winter officially over.
Oh, and, good.
Just in case you missed it, you may now officially take your winter coat and put it away. You will not need it again, unless you're planning on going out at night next week when it's going to be in the 20s. But details. Jim, let's turn on the semi-random category computer. That's where the questions are turning and tumbling all week long, and now they come spilling out. And you get to choose the one you want from these three categories. Category one, if ever, oh ever, a whiz there was. Category two, have you been paying attention? In category three, the Forbes magazine list of billionaires. Which one would you like?
Let's do the paying attention one.
All right. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. Start you with the one-pointer. Work our way up to the five-pointer. I do have to warn you, according to federal regulations, I'm required as a licensed radio broadcaster, I do have to warn you that if you get 7 points or less, you will be punished. The good news is, if you get 8 points or more, another licensed operator will be able to tell you about fabulous prizes that you will win, and we call him...
Yay! The Prize Man!
Right you are, Paul. We're going to give you a choice. You're going to have a choice between Stefanina's gift card worth $15.
Pizza.
You can have a dozen donuts from Old Town Donut Shop in Florissant and in Cottleville.
We've been sampling some of those today. I got to tell you, those guys have the biggest donut holes I've ever seen. I'll
yes,
just say
they
it.
Do.
Just
yeah.
say it.
Awesome. We also have a free car wash from Westport Car Wash.
Car wash.
We have some Wehrenberg Theater movie passes.
All right. All of that together would be a prize package of the value of well over
$1 million.
All right, Jim, you've chosen the category. Have you been paying attention? This will all be news from the past week. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which star of one of the most popular TV spinoffs of the 1970s announced this week that she has terminal brain cancer?
Valerie Harper.
Correct. Who led a filibuster in the U.S. Senate this week, which lasted over 12 hours?
What is his name? Ron Paul's kid. Jesus.
No, it wasn't him.
Not Jesus Paul.
You want to pass?
Yeah, I'll pass. I'll think of it.
Here's your three-pointer. Who signed an NFL contract this week worth $120.6 million over 6 years?
Joe Flacco.
Correct. Which relative of Osama bin Laden did the U.S. announce it captured this week?
His son.
Bin Laden's kid.
Close.
His son-in-law.
There you go. Which member of the cast of The View announced that she will leave at the end of this season?
Barbara Walters, I don't know.
No, it's Joy Behar. And Ian told me, I almost couldn't do the show today. I was so sad when I heard this when I came in. Not only is Joy Behar leaving, but
Elizabeth Hasselbeck is contract
fired. You got fired.
Been renewed.
Yeah. Don't let the door hit you and your Hasselbeck.
Oh.
Yeah. By the way, we almost accepted Ron Paul's son, but we really needed Rand Paul.
Rand.
Because that's his name.
RuPaul.
I know, that's his daughter.
Yes.
By the way, the son-in-law of Osama bin Laden is correct. He's a core official of Al-Qaeda.
What?
And a former radio manager. let's see, you got the 4, the 3, and the 1. That's a total of 8 points, Jim, and you're a winner.
Yay!
Oh, cool.
Congratulations, Dan. I'll tell you how you get your prizes, and you can choose the one you want while we move on to contestant number 2. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, how are you today?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just finished directing the play Death Trap at St. Charles Community College, which plays tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday afternoon.
Wow. I won't give anything away, even though there are twists and turns galore.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. That's a good play. I saw it on Broadway, not on Broadway, but I saw it on stage early on, and then it became a movie with Michael Caine, Diane Cannon, and Christopher Reeve.
Christopher Reeve,
yes. Yeah. All right, here are the categories we have. Jeff, we have If Ever, Oh Ever, A Whiz There Was, the Forbes magazine list of billionaires, or According to Mental Floss. This is an interesting website I found this week, Mental Floss. They've got all sorts of weird little trivial pieces of information on them. So I picked out 5 of them, and that's what that category is about. Which one would you like, Jeff?
That sounds like a lot of fun. I'll try Mental Floss.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which fast food company is named after its founder, Glenn Bell?
Pass.
True or false, Redondo Beach, California adopted the Goodyear blimp as the city's official bird in 1983.
True.
It is true. Which Major League Baseball team did Tom Selleck once pinch hit for in spring training in 1992?
The Detroit Tigers.
Correct. Which of these airports is larger than the island of Manhattan? Chicago's O'Hare, Dallas-Fort Worth International, or LAX?
Dallas-Fort Worth.
Correct. True or false, ancient Greeks swore on garlic the same way people today take oaths on the Bible?
False.
It's false, but the ancient Egyptians did. Now back to the one-pointer. Which fast food company is named after its founder, Glenn Bell?
Taco Bell.
You figure because the last name's Bell?
Huh.
Sure.
Like it's his son, Glenn's son, Taco?
Yeah.
Yes.
You're correct. That's right, Jeff.
Okay.
You got 1, 2, 3, and 4. That's 10 points, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And thanks to the guys at Mental Floss for the questions today. Contestant number 3. That's you, Joe.
Hey, how you doing there, Paul?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm AM and the PM.
We appreciate that.
Work at St. Louis Community College. Nice place to work.
All right. Which branch?
Forest Park.
Okay. If Ever, Oh Ever, A Whiz There Was, the Forbes magazine billionaire list, or another magazine-inspired category this week, Sports Illustrated's Most Powerful People in Sports.
Well, I'm probably going to have to take, I won't say it. I'll go for the Whiz.
Okay. We have 60 seconds on the clock, Joe. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In the original Wizard of Oz, what role did St. Louis and Mickey Carroll play?
It was a munchkin.
Correct. Which version of the Oz story, when turned into a movie, included a hit song called Ease On Down the Road?
The Wiz.
Correct. What Broadway musical prequel to The Wizard of Oz originally starred Idina Menzel and Kristen Chenoweth?
Wicked.
Correct. What is Dorothy's last name?
Gale.
Correct. Which piece of Wizard of Oz memorabilia was auctioned off last year for $480,001?
The ruby slippers, I think.
Dorothy's dress.
Oh.
Wow.
But the good news, Joe, is without the five-pointer, you still got the others, and that's 10 points, and you're a winner.
Oh, right. Great.
Nicely done. Congratulations. Sometimes it's all about category choice, Joe.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, way to go. Okay, let's meet our fourth contestant today, and that's you, Mike.
How you doing, Paul?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Just ready for the weekend.
All right. We have Forbes magazine's billionaire list or Sports Illustrated's most powerful people in sports.
Sports Illustrated.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Mike. Eight or better to win. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Roger Goodell is number one on SI's list. What league does Roger Goodell run?
The NFL.
Correct. The owner of the St. Louis Rams is number six on the list because he also owns four other sports franchises. What is his name?
Dan Kroenke.
Correct. Which former NBA superstar, now owner of the Charlotte Bobcats and still a valuable spokesman for Nike, is number 50 on the list this year?
Jordan.
Jordan is right. Who is the only woman on the list of the top 10 most powerful athletes because she's the number one player in the number one women's sport?
Abby Wambach.
Serena Williams. Here's your five-pointer. You need this for the win. John Skipper is the most powerful media executive on the list at number four. What network does he run?
ESPN.
That is correct. It is ESPN, and you've got 11 points, Mike. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You're a winner as well. We're just knocking out the prizes today, and we have enough for one more contestant, and that's you, Mark.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I guess if you need anything in plumbing related, Drain Masters Plumbing.
Are you with the company?
Yes.
Oh, because sometimes, someday, somebody's going to come on here with an endorsement deal that they've signed. Hey, Drain Masters, if I get on the Harris Challenge, will you give me $100 if I mention your name? Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then you come on and you do it. But unfortunately, you were not farsighted enough to think of that, Mark. You just decided to work for the company.
He wants to keep his job.
Drum up some business and get a promotion. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, we have one category left here. It's Forbes Magazine's billionaire list. And let's see if, like the other four guys, we can make you a winner.
Okay.
Mark, let's play the Harris Challenge.
Okay.
Michael Bloomberg is the richest politician on the list at number 13. What leadership position does he hold?
Oh, gosh. I have no idea.
All right. Three of the top five billionaires in the world are American. For 1 point each, name two of them.
Let's go with Bill Gates.
That's one.
And, what's that guy's name out of Oklahoma or Nebraska? I can't think of his name.
You want to pass?
Yeah, pass.
Telecom executive Carlos Slim is the world's richest man worth $73 billion. What country is Carlos Slim from?
Mexico.
Correct. Larry Page and Sergey Brin are 20 and 21 on the list. What company did they start that's made them so rich?
Pass.
Three family members are on the list in 36th place because of their family's candy business. What is their last name? The most famous name in candy?
Hershey.
Mars.
Mars.
Mars, like M&M's, Mars, etc. Michael Bloomberg is the mayor of New York. Warren Buffett and Larry Ellison are the other Americans on that list. And Larry Page and Sergey Brin started a little company called Google.
Oh.
Let's see how you did here. Three for Carlos Slim and one for Bill Gates, and that's only 4 points,
not
Mark.
Good.
No, it's not. I'm sorry to do that to you. You know, we had a question about the Wizard of Oz and a category about the Wizard of Oz, and earlier Joe Hipperson and I were dissing the new Oz movie. Let's go to the Coconuts version of this. This is a group that, as far as I know, never actually had a hit. Never did much of anything elsewhere, but for some reason, I have this album in my home collection. Ladies and gentlemen, right. Singing a song from The Wizard of Oz, The Coconuts.
I could wind away the hours, converting the flowers, and something with the rain.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
enough. That's enough. Mark was about to join in, and I'm going to cut that off right now.
Wow.
Mark, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great
weekend. Okay. Thank you. You too.
Thank you very much for playing. And that's how we play the Harris Challenge every Friday, right around 5:15, here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.
All right, we're going to head airborne now and check traffic with Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan. Well, it really isn't getting any better if you're traveling on Highway 64. You have stop-and-go traffic, first of all, from Hampton through McCausland, but from Highway 270 out to the Boone Bridge. Then you're heavy again between 94 and Winghaven. On eastbound 70, you're just a little slow. 5th Street to the Blanchette Bridge. Westbound 70 is slow from 270 to the Blanchette. Eastbound 270, you've got slow traffic from McDonald through New Florissant. Southbound 141, that looked extremely heavy just a little bit south of Big Bend through Highway 44. And this traffic report is brought to you by Chevrolet. Stop into your local Chevy dealer today and drive home one of their 11 vehicles that offer 30 miles per gallon highway or better, and feel great doing it. Based on EPA estimates, visit fueleconomy.gov for details. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's kind of like a sports bar without all the wannabes. It's the Big Sports Show, weeknights at 6. Frank Opinion and the Large Morning Show on the Afternoon continues after this on the Big 550. Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Whoever came up with the saying, put your money where your mouth is, must have had some dental work done. Just a filling can cost over $100. And other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. Without dental insurance, you could be putting a lot of money where your mouth is. Fortunately, you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. This isn't a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that can cover over 300 procedures. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. To have a free information kit mailed directly to you, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-300-0855. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. Get coverage for less than a dollar a day and put less money where your mouth is. For your free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-300-0855. 1-800-300-0855.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-300-4824. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on. Because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-300-4822. That's 1-800-300-4824.
Single game tickets for the 2013 season are on sale now. This year's schedule features lots of great promotional giveaway items. As a matter of fact, the month of April is loaded up. There's the Stan Musial harmonica, the adult replica alternate jersey, the 2006 replica World Series ring, the Carlos Beltran bobblehead. Single game tickets for the upcoming season are on sale now.
Hi fans, it's Bill DeWitt. I want to thank you for your tremendous continued support, and don't forget to get your tickets at Cardinals.com.
This is Rick Horton, and I want to remind fans that all-inclusive tickets are on sale now. All-inclusive means you get a full buffet, complimentary beer and soda, and a great view of the game. There's a UMB Champions Club, Bank of America Club, Legends Club, plus more. All-inclusive tickets start as low as $60. Get your all-inclusive tickets at Cardinals.com. All-inclusive tickets only in Cardinal Nation.
Listen to Cardinal Nation!
The fastest-selling cane on national television is the cane that stands alone, the Hurricane.
I love it. When I go shopping, I can let it balance while I get stuff off the shelf.
When I reach down, my cane is right there where I left it.
The Hurricane is the all-terrain cane. Sand, gravel, snow, the Hurricane keeps you on the go.
It gives me more stability.
The Hurricane goes everywhere you go. And when you need it, it's out in seconds. And the proprietary pivot head gives you more stability at any angle.
A lot of people stop and ask, oh my gosh, where do you get a cane like that?
Right now on this station, we're offering our best deal ever. Get the Hurricane for an historic price, now with free shipping. To unlock our best value, just call 1-800-300-6286. That's 1-800-300-6286. 1-800-300-6286.
It's a fish feast at Casino Queen. Fried or grilled, just $8.95. Head into Sevens every day during Lent and choose from delicious crispy fried Icelandic cod or succulent grilled tilapia with pineapple salsa. Each served with your choice of two sides, just $8.95. Come on into Sevens for everyday fish specials at the only employee-owned, locally-owned casino, Casino Queen, home of the loosest slots. See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou. Tune in this Monday night from 6 to 9 for Mizzou Monday. Live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley and Jim Huer. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Four Roses Bourbon, the whiskey distiller of the year three of the last 4 years. Kentucky's finest straight bourbon whiskey and the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
That's the music that means it's time to span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin with a quick one out of Port Charlotte, Florida, where the cops picked up four people suspected of dealing drugs. When they got to the jail, the suspects were searched, and the cops came up with even more evidence than the marijuana that they had found them with earlier. One woman had hydromorphine pills in her bra, and another woman had a hypodermic needle hidden in her butt.
Oh.
Yow.
Hypodermic needle hidden in her butt.
I hope it had one of those little cap things on the end of it.
I certainly hope so. Pointy side out. Now we go to Lakewood, Colorado, where Brianna Pretty recently lost her wallet, so her cash and credit cards and driver's license were all gone. And the next day, her bank told her that checks were being issued in her name from her account. A couple of weeks went by. She was working as a waitress at Applebee's. Four people walked in, sat down in her section. They ordered drinks. Brianna asked to see ID. One of the women handed Brianna a driver's license, and Brianna looked down and saw her own face on it. It was her ID. She calmly handed it back to the customer and said, "Sure, I'll be right back with your margarita." And she went in the back to call the police and tried to act normal while waiting for them to arrive. She said she put on her best server smile and tried to take care of them, but was shaking like crazy. When the cops showed up, the woman was arrested on suspicion of theft, identity theft, and criminal impersonation. Police also found narcotics in her possession. Here's the kicker. This woman who had Brianna's ID is 26 years old. She could have used her own ID to order the margarita instead of Brianna's and stayed out of trouble. Next, we go to San Diego, California, where attorney Erubi Lopez is furious after being trapped and forgotten inside a local jail for hours. All began when he was trying to visit a client in that jail. He went into a visiting room where he waited patiently, and he knows that sometimes it could take a while to get an inmate and bring him to the room, so he didn't think much was out of the ordinary until a half hour had gone by and his client still hadn't been brought to him. Well, Lopez didn't have his cell phone with him. You're not allowed to take one into the jail. So he tried to contact the guards through an intercom system inside the visiting room, but he got no answer. So he kept trying and trying and trying as the half hour turned into an hour and turned into 90 minutes. By this point, he was really mad, wondering how they could have forgotten about him. He started pounding on the door really loudly to get somebody to let him out. And another hour went by with no response. Finally, after four long hours, Lopez said a guard heard him and freed him. And he has gotten an official apology from the sheriff. But he says he's concerned about the safety inside the jails. He said, what if I was unhealthy? What if I had a heart attack or a sugar issue as a diabetic? Or how could they not have heard me screaming and banging in there? He's not sure if he's going to file a lawsuit. Now we go to Crestview, Florida, where the police department received numerous reports from Bel Air Apartments about a man running naked and yelling through the complex. At one point, he tried to get into the car of a woman and a young child. Cops showed up. The man now had pulled on pajama pants. He leaped out of the hood of the patrol car. Took him a while to get him off of there before he laid down on the grass, then made several comments about how, I love cocaine. I need more cocaine. Then he got up and tried to run away. Officer ordered him to stop. He ran back towards the officer and dove head first in a slide like he was going into home plate. The officer tried to handcuff him, but the guy still got away. The officer chased him, tased him, but when the taser charge wore off, the guy ran away again, so he got tased again. At that point, the man took off his pajama pants and was naked again, kept saying how much he loved cocaine and needed more cocaine. Now, it's not illegal to say how much you love cocaine or that you want more cocaine, but it is illegal to run around naked and resist arrest, and so he'll be in court on March 26th. And we finish in Eastlake, Ohio, where police were trying to get an apparent drunken man under control at a store. They'd been told in a phone call that there was a guy talking to bags of tobacco and swearing. When they arrived, they saw the man standing at the end of an aisle, propping himself up against the shelf, apparently having a conversation now with a bottle of vodka and a customer who was waiting in line. Officers said the man's speech was slurred, his thoughts were confused and random, and the conversation that he tried to convey between the bottle of vodka and the customer made no sense and was unintelligible. When they arrested the 51-year-old guy and put him in a holding cell to sober up, he turned around and said, a urinal! Oh, I love urinals! He's been charged with disorderly conduct and being drunk in public. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today, here on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday. It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
That music means it's time for Mike Evans to join us. He's brought to you every day at this time by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home. I'm having them do some work in one of my bathrooms. They can do it in yours, too. For a sample of what they have, go to the showroom on Manchester in De Pere or look at their website, thompsonprice.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here is Mike Evans.
Giving it up.
How are you, Mike?
Good, you?
Good, doing fine. We got the 50s today, 60s tomorrow in St. Louis, so we're happy.
It's going to be 91 here next Wednesday.
Oh, shut up.
Wow.
I was just telling Cheryl, I hope the AC works. You haven't used it all, you know, for a while. Pop quiz question, name the name of the celebrity who admits being a hoarder. Like, never throws anything away. Naomi Campbell, Oprah Winfrey, Queen Latifah. Answer in just a minute. Regarding Justin Bieber, well, he's completely lost it. Hours after he was released from the hospital, this morning, Bieber's went all gangsta, dropping F-bombs and threatening to beat the crap out of a paparazzi. The scoop is, after being booed this week at his concert because he showed up 2 hours late, that this hospital thing was all a phony act just for sympathy. Some of his own people, his own crew, are ready to quit between the tantrums and the alcohol and the drugs. He's really lost it. He really has.
Maybe he could get some advice from Lindsay Lohan on how to get his life back together.
Yeah.
You know what he should do?
What?
He should contact and just follow the lead of Justin Timberlake, who was also a kid star.
Yep.
And, you know, just follow him. Maybe he had to go to the hospital because he got some bad weed. Maybe that was it.
Yeah.
Could have. Maybe that something like that.
I hate when that happens.
Love Nuggets. Trouble in Paradise. Since Kanye West has hooked up with Kim Kardashian, some longtime friends, including Jay-Z and others, have bailed on Kanye. His record sales are down, way down. MTV has downgraded his popularity rating. I mean, you put that all together, and it's not good.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, his hooking up with Kim Kardashian has not helped Kanye West's professional career at all. TV news, American Idol ratings producers were hoping that the live show week would really give them a boost. Well, it hasn't. In fact, the opposite. The ratings have been going down again. Good. Ratings are worst ever. In fact, last night, for the first time ever, American Idol, in the ratings last night, the number one most watched show of the night, Big Bang Theory.
Wow.
Followed by Person of Interest. Followed by 2.5 Men. In fourth place was American Idol.
Is this going to be the last season for that show if the ratings stay like this?
No, I think that they'll squeeze another two more years out of it.
Wow.
I mean, it still makes money, but, man, it's not good. Now, I think Nicki Minaj is hideous.
Oh, she yes. is.
She's
just
nasty.
And now she is really nasty. There's her new video, which just got out yesterday. I mean, she is topless, dropping just filthy, vulgar language, nasty. And, you know, certainly American Idol producers didn't want to have that associated with them.
Oh, I mean, it's like she wants to sleep with, like, every guy that she...
Hello, she looks so classy.
Hello, my little marshmallow. You look so good.
Exactly.
Who would have thought that somebody would come along to make us think, wow, Paul Abdul was really smart.
Yeah, let's get
I know.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. Melissa McCarthy. No.
No.
No. Melissa McCarthy is going to host Saturday Night Live again. I thought she did pretty good, actually, when she hosted it.
I think she's a one-trick pony.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, they did a mayonnaise skit when she was on last time. Everything goes back to
I'm
fat
the,
jokes.
Yeah, I'm the gross fat chick. That's her entire act.
And
every
they already
every
have
TV
one
show.
Already on staff now.
That's There's right.
Only two of them.
That's right.
She is what she is. She's a one-act pony. But you know what? I mean, on Saturday Night Live, I thought she actually it was decent. I'm tired of her and her show. And the writing's gotten bad on that show too.
I've given up completely on Saturday Night Live. You know, there was a time when something would happen during the week, and you'd think to yourself, "Oh, I can't wait to see what SNL does with that."
Yeah,
no, those days are over. I'm going to get it from Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert now.
They're as dead as John Belushi, I'm afraid.
Yep.
Heads up on a couple of movies opening up today. Tommy Lee Jones, The Emperor, 3 stars. Oz, The Great and Powerful, 3 stars.
Three
and
stars?
Heads up on
whoa.
Documentary that's coming out in about a month. It's called The Short Game. It is fabulous. It's about 1,500 kids, ages 6 to 17. There's 6 age categories. They come together from all over the world for the annual Junior Golf Championship. Now, it's not about golf, though. It's about these kids from different cultures, different backgrounds, their sportsmanship, their ego, their pride, their friendships. It is really good. You'll laugh, you'll cry. It's called The Short Game, 4 stars.
Is it a documentary?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'll look forward to seeing that. Did you say you give Oz, The Great and Powerful, 3 out of 4?
Yeah.
Ugh.
You didn't like it?
That was one of the worst movies I've seen in a really long time. I mean,
what did you expect? The 3D effects were fabulous.
I thought James Franco was miscast. I thought the CGI animation
was
over the top.
Well, you got to remember, it's a prequel of the Wizard of Oz.
I know, it doesn't
mean... I don't know if you're... A lot of people are trying to draw a parallel of the two. I mean, I thought it was entertaining.
Yeah.
You're not alone, though. There are a lot of people that didn't care for it. A lot of people didn't like Tommy Lee Jones in the... Well, probably more people did not like... weren't great on Oz, but...
It's still going to do a huge box office, right?
Yeah, it would be number one this week by far.
Yeah.
By far. So who's the hoarder, Naomi Campbell or Oprah Winfrey or Queen Latifah?
I'm going to go Queen Latifah. Dan?
A Naomi Campbell.
I'll say Naomi.
The answer is Naomi Campbell. Aloha Friday! No, we're doing Monday! We're going to play today! Aloha Friday! Now, next week, we're going to be keeping track of your pop quiz questions and answers.
Oh.
And you may get a prize. Lily O'Kalani, Lani O'Day, Loku, and a cock, and a hock, and a hooey hooey ho. Chew it, curry, curry, hoo. I'm another comic, cock, a hooey ho.
Anana Kuli Makawani, Yana Ona, Nana Lula, Hawaii.
That is Mike Evans, and now that he's off the phone, I can tell you he's really, really wrong about that movie.
Did you see it in 3D, though?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say maybe that was a difference. But,
no. I am biased against 3D movies. I don't like them. They purposely make things come at the screen.
Right.
So
what they normally wouldn't do in a movie.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm more interested in a movie that's well written and well acted and well directed. And this is, ooh, cool 3D effects.
None of them.
Ooh, cool computer animated characters. And James Franco is just terrible in this movie. Mike Evans brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchen, Baths, and Home. Look online to see what they could do for you at thompsonprice.com. I have one little showbiz note about Louis C.K. Ian, did you go with me or were you there the night he came to the Fox last fall?
Yes.
That show, not that particular show, but a show from this tour that he's been doing for like 6 months now, where he kept the ticket prices very, very low for everybody. What was it, $42? $45?
Right.
Something like
he
that?
Cut Ticketmaster totally out of the equation. And,
It was a fantastic night. Sold the place out, 4,000 seats. One of the shows from this tour has been turned into an HBO special, which is going to air on HBO on April 13th. If you don't have HBO, he's going to do the same thing with this special that he did with his Beacon Theater special last year, which is on his website. You'll be able to pay $5 and download it and then keep it for as long as you want. It's not going to be like $5 to rent it. $5, you get your own digital copy. And then he says, just please don't give it to other people.
Right. $5.
That's how I can keep these things cheap. And exactly that's his attitude. It's $5.
And I think most of his fans love doing that for him.
I think so, too. Yeah. He made over $1 million the last time he did that, and he gave away a good part of that to charity. So anyway, it'll be on... Oh, you're not quick today. It'll be on HBO on April 13th, and then $5 after that on louisck.net. Now, when I was here on Monday, we talked about that horrible 911 call of the woman who is dying at a nursing home in California, and the 911 operator was trying to get the nurse to give her CPR to save her life.
Yes.
And nobody at the facility would do that, and the woman then died. And I said the only plus about this story is that Tracy Halverson, the 911 operator, is a heroine and should be recognized at that. I haven't heard anybody officially recognize her. I wish that had happened in the last week. But I got an email from a listener named Larry, who lives in Alberta, Canada. Listens to us online via KTRS.com.
Hey there, Larry Derry.
And Larry said, we're not quite as bad as that, but look at this story. In Alberta, Canada, I'll just read this to you from the newspaper up there. An outcry over inadequate bathing standards in Alberta's continuing care facilities has prompted the government of Canada to announce new rules that require residents of these facilities to receive at least 2 baths a week.
Whoa.
In other words, you put your mom, your dad, your grandpa, your grandma in there. By law, they didn't have to give them any baths. Most of the places were barely giving them like 1 a week.
Wow.
The health minister, Fred Horn, said this is just a matter of dignity. And it's just another example of, what happened to respecting your elders? What happened to being able to take care of your loved ones when they get up there in age? In one case, there's a story about a guy who has a daughter who's 33 who has multiple sclerosis. It's not like she's a 90-year-old person close to death. She's 33 and has MS. And he said he would go down there and ask them to please bathe her more often. And they refused.
Refused?
Yes.
That's horrible.
My kid would not be in there if I were him. And then there's the other story this week of the guy from Long Island, New York, Robert Schiavelli, who got tickets for laughing. Two summonses for disturbing the police after police, disturbing the peace after police said he was laughing too loudly in his front yard. Neighbors complained that his laughs could be heard across the driveway. He is considered disabled because of neurological impairments. He says the neighbors mock him, and he uses laughter as a defense mechanism. He said, they keep staring at me and eyeballing me and mocking me. So he would open up his window and laugh as loud as he possibly could. The neighbors called the cops. They gave him 2 tickets for disturbing the peace. But his attorney says, the day my client gets convicted for laughing, I will quit practicing law. And I've been doing this for 20 years. The ordinance and this prosecution are simply absurd. Now, I'll tell you one thing. If you want to make sure that Robert Schiavelli is not laughing, make sure he stays tuned for John Hadley and the Sports Show coming up next. I'll see you here next week when I'm filling in for Martin Kilcoyne on the Noon to 3 show. I'm Paul Harris. That's Dan Strauss. That's Eon the Peon. And this is the Big 550 KTRS.
Thanks, dude. All right, let's head upstairs and get a look at traffic right now with Tim Weiland. Tim?
Tell you what, Dan, Highway 64 westbound is not a pretty sight, and it's not getting any better. In fact, it's getting a little bit worse. If you're traveling, you are a little bit heavy between Hampton and McCausland, but once you hit Spady, we had an earlier accident that was on the Boone Bridge, and that was about, a couple hours ago, and traffic is stop and go now from Spady all the way out to the Boone Bridge. Now, on southbound 270, that is getting better. You're stop and go from 64 down through Doherty Ferry. Downtown, eastbound 64, you're slow now from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge, but no better once you get over on eastbound 5570. It's stop and go from the Poplar Street Bridge through 64. Eastbound 270 is getting much better. It's just a little heavy at Lindbergh, again at 170. And then southbound 170, you're slow now Del Mar down through Highway 64. This traffic report brought to you by Sonic. Spicy and sweet team up to tackle your hunger. Grab an order of the new spicy jumbo popcorn chicken and sweet potato tots at Sonic today. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
They say beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Hi, everyone. Victoria Babu here. Join me Saturday at 6 p.m. for my show, Smart Living. Psychoanalyst Dr. Ellen Sinkman joins me and says beauty is not skin deep and why it can be a complex obsession. Plus, what does the future hold? Business strategist Daniel Burris shares his latest list of careers that are trending favorably and how you can turn our changing workplace into your advantage. Plus, we spring forward time to change our clocks this weekend. But does it do a body good? We're going to find out from a sleep expert. That's all coming up this Saturday at 6 p.m. on Smart Living.
You are a waste, a loser. Everyone hates you. Why don't you just stay in your car and keep driving? I'm serious. Drive until you run out of gas and get out of your car and walk until you find someone who doesn't think you're dumber than bricks. Could take a while, but at least all that walking might burn a couple of calories.
You may not witness bullying like this every day. Your kids do. They want to help, but they don't know how. Visit StopBullying.gov to learn safe, simple ways your child can help stop bullying. Be more than a bystander at StopBullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
We're known for our unheard-of low prices, but they just got even lower at Lumber Liquidators' big laminate flooring sale. All Dream Home laminates are an incredible 20% off. And get 10% off other click floors, including pre-finished hardwood, hand-scraped hardwood, and vinyl wood plank. If it clicks, you save up to 20%. But don't wait. These deals will not last. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't miss it. Big laminate flooring sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before it's too late.
You were told to install illegal software on company computers. Does this really hurt anyone?
This is not a victimless crime. I understand. The economy is tough. Things are hard all over. But I've worked with program developers before. I've seen what it takes to produce great software. They need the financial support of the people who are using those products.
If your company copies software illegally, report it confidentially to BSA, the Software Alliance, and you may be eligible for a cash reward. Go online and input nopiracy.org or call 1-888-NO-PIRACY.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Only America's largest gives you the reliability of the Safe Light Advantage. It's what makes us different. With over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states, so we're always nearby. And the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
Are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low libido, and fat storage? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-922-2890. That's 1-800-922-2890.
The wait is finally over. Tucano's Brazilian Grill is now open. Get a free $10 gift card by going to tucanos.com. T-U-C-A-N-O-S.com.
With Starbucks Via, there's always time for Starbucks. Just add hot water, stir, and enjoy. Look for Starbucks Via where you buy groceries.
When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, goodbye, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Manhunt for a woman in a suspected workplace shooting happening in the past hour or so. Seattle police say all community centers are locked down.